Kurt is with the Office of State of the State Employer for the State of Michigan, and he's just going to give us a take on the story that broke yesterday. There have been $95 million in concessions that are being sought from Michigan's Corrections Union, and I just wanted to get your perspective on that, Kurt.
Yeah, what's happened recently, Tony, is that the state employer has sat down and actually met with all of the unions, not just the corrections officers union, but also the other unions in state government, to talk about the target that's been set in the budget for concessions on the employee side of the equation. And that target is $180 million in concessions is what has been put into the proposed budget from the administration this year. And what was what broke, you know, in the last couple of days, which you've been covering, is that of that $180 million, about $95 million will come out of the corrections officers union. That's the target anyway, and that's what we hope to bring them to the table this summer to talk about.
And, Kurt, just so we're clear on this, what exactly does the Office of State Employment do?
Yeah, the Office of State Employer is responsible for working with all of the unions in the state to negotiate the contracts that represent a majority of state employment. We got about 47,000 state employees in Michigan. Of those 47,000, there's 13,000 of those that are not represented by any kind of a union. We call those folks NEREs, or non-exclusively represented employees. The rest of that 47,000 are represented by either SEIU, UAW, MSEA, the Michigan State Police Troopers Association, AFSCME, and then then MCO, which is the Corrections Organization.
So the information comes down to you that you're going to be negotiating with these unions, that you're going to take money away from them. That must be a fun job.
I would not call it fun, Tony. I mean, obviously, we know how hard all the state employees work. You know, we certainly respect the job, the tough job that the corrections officers have to do. Not an easy job at all. But the fact of the matter on this one is that $180 million is the target we've been given to reach. And that's the target we need to balance this budget. You know, there was about a $1.5 billion gap in the budget this year. It's the same gap we've been facing for about the last decade. And, you know, the Schneider administration has come in and been very clear that they want to solve this gap this year. They don't want to keep kicking the can down the road, so to speak. They want to get it solved this year so that we don't have to keep coming after employees year after year after year.
In the next interview at 8:36, we're going to be talking with the executive director from the Michigan Corrections Organization, the union for these corrections workers. And I wanted to know, what's next in the process for you? You've been handed the mandate that we need to cut this. You need to negotiate. So where do you go from here?
The next step is that, you know, and I'm going to use the word hopeful here, Tony, because we're hopeful that we'll be able to come to the table, that the state employer will be able to sit down with the corrections organization this summer, hopefully in the next month or two, and start those negotiations for how do we get to that number? How do we get to that $95 million and reach those concessions? But I want to be clear on something, and that is the fact that the economics part of the contract that currently exists for MCO, for the corrections organization, is actually good through the end of 2012, so fiscal year 2012. So that's why I use the term hopeful that they'll come talk with us. There's nothing that says they have to do that.
When do you anticipate these talks to start, should the union choose to do so?
We would anticipate or hope for May or June at the latest.
All right, Kurt, we will stay in touch. Appreciate your time so much.
Absolutely, Tony. Happy to talk to you.
Well, you're listening to